One of the things you notice as you get older is that your perception of time appears to speed up the older you get. So for example, when I was 10 years old, an hour felt a lot longer to me back then than it feels now. The way I experienced 1 hour when I was 10 years old was probably something similar to the way I experience a whole day at the age I am now. An hour goes by like a minute to me now. A day goes by like an hour, etc., etc. A year when I was 10 probably feels similar to what a decade feels like to me now. You know? Like a decade goes by so quick. When you reach the age of 30, it's like the next decade just disappears. Anyway, where are you going with this, Hatman? What is this, Einstein's theory of relativity? I say all that to talk about the fact that this Vasyl Lomachenko, Teofimo Lopez fight has crept up on me out of the blue. It's caught me by surprise. I didn't realize it was this weekend. Time flies, especially when you're getting old. So, great news for me. I was looking forward to the next big fight, and here it is. Saturday, Vasyl Lomachenko versus Teofimo Lopez. Shout out to G-Man, by the way, because it was his video that gave me the reminder. Actually, this fight is just a couple days away. So big up G-Man. Now, Lopez, 15-0. This is a unification bout. And a lot of people are saying it's too soon for Lopez. A lot of people saying he shouldn't have taken the fight. I'm not necessarily disagreeing that it's too soon for him, because it might be. We have to wait and see. But I disagree with the people that say he shouldn't have taken the fight. Because Lopez has a world title. If you've got a world title, then you are claiming you're the best in the division. You're claiming you're the man in the division if you hold a world title, if you call yourself world champion. Therefore, you should be willing to fight anybody. Irrespective of what your age is or how few fights you've had, if you're calling yourself the world champion, you shouldn't be afraid to fight anybody in the division. So Lopez is doing what he's supposed to do. And I commend him on that. Back in the days, in the 90s, the 80s, generally speaking, fighters did take more risks. Sometimes at an earlier stage in their career. Not all fighters. It's been kind of tradition for a lot of Mexican fighters to not have much of an amateur career, but do their learning as pros. And therefore, people like Julio Cesar Chavez Sr. had an enormous number of fights against road sweepers and cream puffs early on in his career before he fought anybody with a pulse. But Mexican fighters aside, a lot of other fighters, you know, Americans and Europeans and whatnot, they were challenged for world titles before they had 20 fights. They would roll the dice if they held one world title. Not all of them again, but generally speaking, they would go ahead and unify. There wasn't as many rematch. I talked about rematch clauses in a recent video. There wasn't as many rematch clauses back in the days. When Mike Tyson lost to Buster Douglas, a voluntary defense, there was no rematch. Yeah, so back in the days, rematch clauses weren't as much of a thing, and promoters, fighters did take more risk. And if you held a world title, then you believed yourself to be the best. Because that's the statement you're putting out there to the world, calling yourself world champion. You're saying you're the best. Well, if that's the case, unify. And that's what Teofimo Lopez is doing. I commend him for that. Will it be too early? If it is too early, he can come back. He's a tough young kid. He's bigger than Vasyl Lomachenko. 15-0. The embryonic stages of his career. He can come back. Now, I was surprised to find out that Lomachenko is still only 32. For some reason, I thought he was at least like 34. He's only 32. Obviously, himself, he's only had 15 fights, but he's been fighting at championship level pretty much from his pro debut. So where it's 15 fights, it's like 15 world level fights Whereas Teofimo Lopez, in fact, let's go over to his record here. Richard Comey and Nakatani. Not sure who this guy is. Okay, I know Magdaleno. So he's been fighting decent opposition. But obviously the early fights here were not so decent. Okay? And Vasyl Lomachenko as a pro didn't have these type of fights. He's just been fighting championship level. So Lomachenko, from experience, in terms of experience, he has more of it at championship level as a pro, and certainly as an amateur, way more than Teofimo Lopez. At 32 years of age, I have to imagine he's still going to be fairly fresh, because even though he's fought a lot of championship fights, most of them haven't been particularly taxing fights. So I have to imagine at 32, he's still going to be relatively fresh, but he's going in there against the bigger guy who has the energy and the exuberance of youth. See, this is what makes the fight interesting to me. Lomachenko, 9 years older than Teofimo Lopez. When you are 23 years of age, you have a certain energy, you have a certain bounce in your step that you just don't have. And I'm talking about from an athlete perspective. If you were a couch potato at 23, but then you hit the gym in your late 20s, and by the time you're 32, you're a ripped Adonis, then obviously it doesn't apply to you. But for an athlete, you're not going to be the same. Certainly if you're a boxer, because of the kind of damaging training you do with sparring and all that kind of stuff, impact training, you're not going to be the same. You're not going to have the same energy levels and the same exuberance at 32 as you did when you were 23. You see? And I think that is what some people are overlooking a little bit about this fight, is that Lopez has the youth on his side, the energy, the strength, the size. I think this is a really interesting fight. Lopez also is not impressed by Lomachenko. I'm sure he's going to be well prepared. I'm sure he knows Lomachenko is very talented, but he's not going in there thinking, oh God, he's not in awe of him. And this is very important. Coming in with the right mental attitude. Lopez is a guy who believes in his ability. He believes in his power. He doesn't think he's going up against any kind of phenomenon. Whereas with a lot of other Lomachenko opponents, to some degree, you know, at this weight, but more so at lower weights, they were intimidated by Lomachenko. Not like he's a Mike Tyson type figure, but his achievements, his accolades, the way he dismantled other opponents, they were wary of him. How many Lomachenko opponents have you seen that have gone out and tried to attack him with, you know, serious intent? People don't tend to do that. They tend to have an awful lot of respect for Lomachenko before the opening bell is even sounded. And look, having respect for your opponent is great in terms of he's a warrior, you're a warrior. But when that opening bell goes, you need to go in there and, in your mind, be the boss and let the opponent know that you're the boss. That's the mentality you need to have. So you can't look at the opponent as, oh, he's on the same level as me. Yeah, you respect what he can do, but you know in your mind, when you train properly and when you put the right strategy in place, you trust your ability, you trust your power, you trust your skills, and you're superior to him. It's the mindset you have to have. I'm not impressed by what he's done and people he's beat. No, those people are not me. This is the mentality. And it appears Lopez has that mentality. So let's see what he can do. He can always come back if he gets beaten by Lomachenko. Look, if you do put a fighter in completely over his head, it can backfire to such a degree that you damage the fighter and he's never the same again. We've seen that over the years. But I don't think that's going to happen with Lopez. I could be wrong. Maybe I'll have egg on my face and I'll be, you know, coming out saying, putting my hands up. Got it totally wrong. Maybe I'll be saying that after the fight, but I don't think so. Especially after watching that Luke Campbell fight, where yes, Luke Campbell lost, but he gave Lomachenko plenty to think about. Forget about what the scorecard said. He gave Lomachenko plenty to think about in that fight. Now, Teofimo Lopez, is he as good a technical fighter as Luke Campbell? Can he make it as awkward? I mean, maybe not, but he has more physicality about him than Luke Campbell did. I think it will probably be harder for Lomachenko to hurt Teofimo Lopez. So I'm really looking forward to this fight. And what network is showing this in the UK? Because I know Bob Arum was shouting and screaming about how Sky were not taking it, and I don't think BT have taken it or anybody, but I've heard that some obscure pay-per-view platform is showing this fight in Britain. Please enlighten me in the comment section below, because I'm happy to put some money in Vasyl Lomachenko and Teofimo Lopez pockets. Bob Arum as well, I guess, for this fight. It's a great fight. And just a little, you know, just to expand a little bit on the major TV companies in the UK not taking this fight, apparently, correct me if I'm wrong, it all comes down to how well known these fighters are to the British public. There were offers, I believe, made to Bob Arum, a rights fee for this fight, and Bob Arum wasn't happy with the offer. He actually, according to Eddie Hearn, wanted to put this fight on pay-per-view in the UK. Now look, us boxing hardcores are happy to pay for this. Or at least a large proportion of the hardcore boxing fans are happy to pay for this. But again, we constitute a small minority of boxing fans. The vast majority of boxing fans, the vast majority of people who tune in to watch boxing are casuals. And if the casuals ain't buying it, then the television company's going to look and say, this is not pay-per-view. I don't want to say pay-per-view worthy, but from a financial perspective, this is not pay-per-view viable. That's how they're going to see it. And on top of that, they've got, you know, Sky have got a load of other pay-per-views that they're doing. BT Sport, I'm not sure what the story is with them. But yeah, it is what it is, man. It's a great fight. And there's no point in being angry with the casuals. Oh, they should be interested in this fight. This is a disgrace. Sky and BT and all these channels should be promoting this fight, and this should be... At the end of the day, they're small guys. And in the history of boxing, for the most part, the bigger guys get more attention. People are more interested in seeing bigger guys fight. When I'm watching a pair of lightweights fight, it's not as much of a spectacle to most people as it is when they're watching bigger guys. Now, the super middleweight division in the UK has been a very popular division for decades. And that's because the average man in the UK is about the size of a super middleweight when the average man is in shape. They're about the size of a super middleweight. So the audience, even the casuals and even the hardcores, they can relate to super middleweights. Because it's like the size that they are. You know, a lot of it comes down to really basic psychological, you know, associative things like this. When you see a pair of little guys fighting, yeah, oh, it's skillful and all that, but people want to feel like the person they're watching is intimidating. The person they're watching is really handy. And when you're watching a guy who's like 5'4", I'm sure he, you know, there's no doubt he could beat the living daylights out of 99.9% of boxing fans, irrespective of how big or small they are. But the perception is this little 5'4 guy, yeah, he's good and skillful and all that, but and I just, it's hard to feel like this guy is physically impressive. And what he can do in the ring is impressive. I want to see somebody bigger and taller and stronger and who hits harder than this. And that's one of the issues that you have when it comes to pay-per-views. There are exceptions, of course. You know, Cole Frampton has had a lot of success in Northern Ireland and Ireland. You've also had Josh Warrington, of course. And these are not massive pay-per-view stars. Don't get it confused. Not at all. But relatively speaking, they make more money and have done better numbers than, you know, most other British or Irish fighters. And then, of course, in the welterweight division, which has always been one of boxing's glamour divisions, you've had fairly consistent success in terms of pay-per-view. From the days of the Fab Four, you know, Sugar Ray Leonard, Tommy Hearns at that weight, Manny Pacquiao, Floyd Mayweather in recent decades, they've had success. But these tend to be exceptions rather than the rule. Generally, it's the heavyweights and anybody really north of middleweight, other, with the exception of the cruiserweight division, which still has this stigma about it. I don't know what that's all about. But with the exception of the cruiserweights, anybody middleweight and above gets a lot more attention than people below middleweight. That's the way it is. People just find it more entertaining and exciting. So you can't get mad about that. But for us hardcore fans, we're looking forward to seeing certain little guys fight like Teofimo Lopez and Vasyl Lomachenko because of the skill and ability that they put on display. So yeah, that's the gist of this video. It's not really a prediction or an in-depth analysis. That's going to come later on during the week. It's more my surprise that this fight has crept up on me out of the blue, because it seems like just the other day I made a video talking about this fight being confirmed and announced. And now it's right on the doorstep happening this weekend? How did that happen? Just crept up on me out of nowhere. So anyway, let me know what you guys think in the comments below. How do you feel about this fight? Are you as excited as me? And let me know how you feel about all the other points I raised in the video. All right? Until the next one, which will be a proper in-depth analysis and breakdown of the styles, I'll leave you. All right? I'm out.